Okay, Brian brought up the point, are emotions bad then or not? Well, there's nothing really good or bad about any of our qualities and aspects. It's how they're put to use. In other words, if our emotions control us 100%, so we can't have the mind enter in and make any decisions, then that's not a good thing. On the other hand, emotions are very good. They pull us into experience, but there needs to be a balance between mind and emotion. And eventually, mind must actually dominate emotion, because emotion cannot think, raw emotion cannot think about really what's in your best interest. It feels what's in your best interest. You may meet somebody and you feel, oh man, I want to marry this person, you know. And it may not make any sense, but the mind must enter in and throw some common sense on the situation.
How about a Siamese twin relationship, where they work together?
One
dominates, they complement each other.
A Siamese twin as far as emotions and mental?
Exactly.
Yeah, well, they have to coordinate both. They have to coordinate their desires and minds together. I think Siamese twins are people that incarnated in that situation so they could learn cooperation.
Oh, I'm thinking metaphysically,
not physically. Yeah,
okay. I think another thing that we might want to differentiate is the difference between the lower emotions, which are from the sacral, and the higher emotions that even the masters can still feel.
Right. But even the lower emotions, they're all good, but they need to be just channeled correctly. Now, as we evolve, we have our various centers unfold. They're called lotuses, or like flowers, and you know how a flower unfolds a petal at a time. Our lotuses and our sacral center govern our lower emotions, and they unfold. And actually, the people with the least control over their emotions actually have many of them have the least emotional energy. But because they have little self-control, they can't control that little bit of emotional energy they have. On the other hand, as a person evolves and becomes an initiate, his emotional body is completely unfolded, and his emotions are actually much more powerful. Sorry.
Your water's right there.
I've got that piece of carrot in my throat, I think.
Oh, yeah. Don't be like Marco Rubio.
Yeah, I'll be like Marco Rubio. I'll go. That was a funny thing to criticize the guy over.
Sadly enough, that's all they paid attention to.
What was I talking about?
Emotions.
So what's interesting is that the more highly evolved person actually has stronger emotions than the lesser evolved person, and the person with the most control over his emotions has actually, many of them have more emotional energy to control than the guy with little control over his emotions. So as the person evolves, like Steve Jobs, for instance, was a very emotional person, because he was an evolved person and he had a lot of explosive emotional energy to control, because his sacral center was probably pretty much all unfolded. So he felt the full range of emotions. So it was harder. It took more self-control for him to control his emotions than maybe some of the people that worked for him. So this is interesting that it's important that we take our emotions and we channel them correctly. The worst thing we can do with our emotions is deny them. And this is the cause of about half of the disease and ill health that people have on this planet, is the suppression of emotion. And the people that suppress emotions usually do it through good intent. In other words, somebody will hurt their feelings, and the person thinks, well, if I express how my feelings are hurt, it will make this person mad and create a disturbance. I don't want to create any disturbance, so I'm just going to sweep it under the rug and pretend like everything's all right. And so the husband may ask the wife, or the vice versa, Is everything all right? Yeah, everything's fine. No problem. Yet inside, she's really angry that he did something. You know, he didn't pick up his underwear or socks or something like that, you know. And or whatever. Or maybe he was give a wrong type of look at some good-looking gal that passed him by. Or maybe somebody from some old flame from high school called up. The guy will say, that doesn't bother you, does it? Oh, no, that doesn't bother me at all. No, it doesn't bother me.
Right. You did something in a dream. I get in trouble.
Yeah, right. That can happen.
You were a bad person.
I've done that.
So when this happens that somebody offends you, there's three things you can do. You can follow through your lowest impulses, attack them, and choke them. Slap them around. Or whatever you feel like. Shout at them or whatever. Okay? You can do these things. The wrong approach. I mean, this just creates even more emotional disturbance. And this is what the person fears to begin with. Wrong thing to do. But the worst thing to do, normally the worst thing, is to suppress, pretend like everything is all right. Oh, did I hurt your feelings? No, my feelings are fine. Okay, and this happens time and time again. What happens when a person suppresses? Then the person does something else wrong, and the feelings are hurt again, and he suppresses again. And so you have one suppression, two suppressions, and then three suppressions, and then more and more, and it acts like a steam in a kettle. Pretty soon the steam builds up and the top blows. Right, and then eventually what happens is a guy come home from work and say, hi, honey, and he's all excited. He thinks everything is cool, and he says something just a little bit off. He doesn't hang his coat up in the right place or whatever. He just does some small thing. But that small thing is lifted up the temperature that one more degree, and all of a sudden the partner just explodes. And he thinks, wow, where did this come from? You know, and he doesn't realize it wasn't just that one thing. It was the 10 or 20 things that built it up over a period of time. And this was the straw that broke the camel's back. And this is the dangerous thing. This causes people to do very explosive things. And many things we read about where people do crazy stuff and damage to other people, or people that suppress. They suppress and let it blow up and blow up and get stronger until they finally just explode. But we want to avoid this. Now, normally the person explodes before he gets really dangerous. But if you have an association with somebody that explodes once a week, that's not a very fun relationship to have. If you have a relationship with somebody that explodes once a year, then you got that explosion can be very dangerous. So what's the way out? The way out is not to attack the person, not to sweep it under the rug, but honest communication. The key to overcoming all things is always honesty, always to be completely upright about everything that you say and think. And so if somebody offends me, if Artie offends me, what I need to do with her is to sit down with her at the table or somewhere, look her in the eye and say, now, Artie, when you said this to me, you made me feel this way. And this, thus you communicate how, your feelings to her. And when you do this, as soon as you say that, all of a sudden the negativity will be pretty much lifted. But when you do this to the other person, oftentimes they'll react strongly. If they react correctly, they'll say, well, gosh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hurt you. And then everything's cool and the negativity is lifted. On the other hand, if they attack back, that cloud that was over you will now be on them. And so there's not much you can do. You're okay now, but now the other guy isn't okay because he let the cloud settle on him. Yeah, Susie.
Well, what happens if okay, let's say you say to Artie, what you said to me made me feel really bad.
Yeah.
And she were to say to you, I didn't make you feel bad. You're feeling bad on your own terms.
Okay.
I didn't do that.
Right, because this is a common
response.
Right, and I've got that response before when I've done this. I'm not saying I got it from Artie, but I've tried to practice this throughout my life. And when that happens, the cloud is still lifted off me, and it's on that other person, and that other person may act like he's not affected, but he will be affected. It's like it's an amazing thing. It's like the negative emotions is like a cloud. And when you get offended and the offense grows, you've got this cloud on you. Okay? If you communicate to the other person honestly, he accepts responsibility, the cloud is dispersed. But if he doesn't, no matter how he rationalizes, and if you've done your part, it'll be lifted from you, and you may have some negative feelings about the guy. This guy's jerking, although he's not accepting responsibility, but I've done all I can do.
And you've learned something about the other person, too.
Right.
I mean, if you're in a relationship with somebody who can't accept responsibility for their actions and who are not willing to be compassionate to your feelings, you don't want to be in a relationship with that person. You need to know that.
Right.